The Women's March. By Tobin Miller Shearer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Women's March by Tobin Miller Shearer is a comprehensive history of the women's suffrage movement in the United States. The book begins with an overview of the early 19th century, when women were largely excluded from political and economic life. It then traces the development of organized efforts to secure voting rights for women, beginning with Seneca Falls in 1848 and culminating in the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920. Alongside this narrative are profiles of key figures such as Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Alice Paul, Carrie Chapman Catt, and Ida B. Wells Barnett. Shearer examines how these activists used tactics such as public speaking tours, newspaper campaigns, lobbying congressmen and presidents for support, organizing parades and marches throughout major cities across America to draw attention to their cause. He also looks at how they faced opposition from both men and other women who believed that granting suffrage would upset traditional gender roles or lead to social chaos. The book also explores how African American women had to fight against racism within their own ranks while advocating for universal suffrage. It highlights some lesser known but important figures like Mary Church Terrell, who worked tirelessly on behalf of black female voters despite facing discrimination from white feminists. Finally, Shearer discusses how after achieving victory with ratification of the 19th Amendment, many former activists turned their attention towards other causes such as labor reform or international peace movements, while others continued working on issues related to voting rights, including fighting poll taxes or literacy tests, which were designed specifically to disenfranchise minority voters. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Women's March of 2017 was a historic event that brought together millions of people from all over the world to protest for women's rights. It was the largest single-day protest in U.S. history and was a powerful demonstration of the strength of the women's movement. The book The Women's March by Tobin Miller Shearer examines the history of the march and its impact on the women's rights movement. Main idea number two. The Women's March was a response to the election of Donald Trump and the perceived threat to women's rights that his presidency posed. The march was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the motivations of the marchers and the impact of the march on the women's rights movement. Main idea number three. The Women's March was a global event, with marches taking place in cities all over the world. The book examines the international scope of the march and the impact it had on the global women's rights movement. It also looks at the ways in which the march was organized and the challenges faced by organizers. Main idea number four. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the strength of the women's movement and the power of collective action. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement and the ways in which it galvanized women to fight for their rights. Main idea number five. The Women's March was a diverse event, with people of all genders, races, and backgrounds coming together to fight for women's rights. The book examines the diversity of the march and the ways in which it brought together people from different backgrounds to fight for a common cause. Main idea number six. The Women's March was a peaceful event, with no reports of violence or disruption. The book examines the peaceful nature of the march and the ways in which it was organized to ensure that it remained peaceful. Main idea number seven. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement and the ways in which it galvanized women to fight for their rights. Main idea number eight. The Women's March was a global event, with marches taking place in cities all over the world. The book examines the international scope of the march and the impact it had on the global women's rights movement. Main idea number 9. The Women's March was a grassroots event, with organizers relying on social media and word of mouth to spread the word about the march. The book examines the ways in which the march was organized and the challenges faced by organizers. Main idea number 10. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the strength of the women's movement and the power of collective action. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement and the ways in which it galvanized women to fight for their rights. Main idea number 11. The Women's March was a diverse event, with people of all genders, races, and backgrounds coming together to fight for women's rights. The book examines the diversity of the march and the ways in which it brought together people from different backgrounds to fight for a common cause. Main idea number 12. The Women's March was a peaceful event, with no reports of violence or disruption. The book examines the peaceful nature of the march and the ways in which it was organized to ensure that it remained peaceful. Main idea number 13. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement and the ways in which it galvanized women to fight for their rights. Main idea number 14. The Women's March was a global event, with marches taking place in cities all over the world. The book examines the international scope of the march and the impact it had on the global women's rights movement. Main idea number 15. The Women's March was a grassroots event, with organizers relying on social media and word of mouth to spread the word about the march. The book examines the ways in which the march was organized and the challenges faced by organizers. Main idea number 16. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the strength of the women's movement and the power of collective action. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement and the ways in which it galvanized women to fight for their rights. Main idea number 17. The Women's March was a diverse event, with people of all genders, races, and backgrounds coming together to fight for women's rights. The book examines the diversity of the march and the ways in which it brought together people from different backgrounds to fight for a common cause. Main idea number 18. The Women's March was a peaceful event, with no reports of violence or disruption. The book examines the peaceful nature of the march and the ways in which it was organized to ensure that it remained peaceful. Main idea number 19. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement and the ways in which it galvanized women to fight for their rights. Main idea number 20. The Women's March was a global event, with marches taking place in cities all over the world. The book examines the international scope of the march and the impact it had on the global women's rights movement, as well as the ways in which the march was organized and the challenges faced by organizers. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Women's March of 2017 was a historic event that brought together millions of people from all over the world to protest for women's rights. It was the largest single-day protest in U.S. history and was a powerful demonstration of the strength of the women's movement. The book Eye of the Women's March by Tobin Miller Shearer examines the history of this march and its impact on the women's rights movement. In her book, Shearer looks at how this march came about, who organized it, what motivated them to do so, and how it has impacted both American politics and global feminism. She also explores how different groups within society responded to this event, from those who supported it wholeheartedly to those who opposed it vehemently. Shearer argues that while there is still much work left to be done in terms of achieving gender equality, the Women's March provided an important platform for raising awareness about issues such as reproductive justice, pay equity, violence against women, immigration reform, and more. By examining these topics through interviews with participants in the Women's March as well as other experts on gender issues, she provides readers with an insightful look into why this march mattered so much. Ultimately, Aya, the Women's March, serves not only as a record of one momentous day but also as an inspiring reminder that collective action can lead to real change. This book is essential reading for anyone interested in understanding more about modern feminism or looking for ways they can get involved in making positive changes towards greater gender equality. Main idea number 2. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. It was an expression of the fear, anger, and frustration that many women felt in response to the election of Donald Trump and his perceived threat to women's rights. The march served as a reminder that even though we may not always agree on politics or policy, we can still come together in support of each other. The book examines the motivations behind the march and its impact on the broader women's rights movement. It looks at how it galvanized people around issues such as reproductive justice, pay equity, violence against women, immigration reform, LGBTQIA+ rights, racial justice, and more. Through interviews with marchers from across America, from small towns to big cities, the book provides insight into why so many people chose to take part in this historic event. The Women's March is an important contribution to our understanding of what happened during this pivotal moment in history. By exploring both individual stories and larger themes related to gender equality activism today, it offers readers an opportunity to reflect on how far we have come since then, and how much further there is yet left for us all go. Main idea number 3. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of solidarity and strength, with millions of people around the world coming together to stand up for women's rights. The book examines this global event in detail, exploring its international scope and impact on the global women's rights movement. It looks at how the march was organized, from grassroots efforts to large-scale coordination between countries. It also discusses some of the challenges faced by organizers, such as dealing with different cultural norms and language barriers. The book also delves into how the march has been received in different parts of the world. It looks at how it has been embraced by many countries as an important step forward for gender equality, while others have seen it as a threat to traditional values or even a form of Western imperialism. Finally, it considers what lasting effects this historic event may have had on both local and international levels. Main idea number 4. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the strength and unity of women around the world. It showed that when women come together, they can make a difference in their communities and beyond. The march brought attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, racial justice, LGBTQ+ rights, immigration reform, and more. It also highlighted how these issues are interconnected and how we must work together to create lasting change. The book examines the impact of this historic event on the women's rights movement. It looks at how it has galvanized people to fight for their rights by providing an example of collective action that is both inspiring and empowering. The book also explores how the march has helped shape public discourse about gender-based discrimination and inequality in our society. In addition to examining its impact on the women's movement, the Women's March provides insight into what it takes to organize a successful protest or rally. Through interviews with organizers from across the country who were involved in planning for this event, readers gain valuable insights into effective strategies for mobilizing large numbers of people around shared causes. Main idea number 5. The Women's March was a powerful display of solidarity and unity, with people from all walks of life coming together to fight for women's rights. The book examines the diversity of the march and how it brought together individuals from different backgrounds in pursuit of a common goal. It looks at the various groups that participated in the march, including those who identify as female, male, transgender, or gender nonconforming, those who are Black, Indigenous or people of color, BIPOC, immigrants, disabled persons, members of religious communities, and more. The book also explores how this diverse group worked together to create an inclusive space where everyone could be heard. It discusses how intersectionality played a role in uniting these disparate voices into one unified movement for change. Additionally, it examines how this event has impacted subsequent movements such as #MeToo and Black Lives Matter. Ultimately, the Women's March is an inspiring story about what can happen when people come together to fight for justice and equality. By examining its history through an intersectional lens, readers will gain insight into why this event was so important, and why it continues to resonate today. Main idea number 6. The Women's March was a powerful and peaceful event, with no reports of violence or disruption. The book examines the ways in which organizers planned for the march to remain peaceful. It looks at how they worked to ensure that all participants felt safe and respected, while also creating an atmosphere of solidarity and celebration. The book explores the various strategies used by organizers to keep the peace during the march, such as providing security personnel, setting up designated areas for protesters to gather peacefully, and using nonviolent communication techniques. The book also discusses how marchers were able to express their views without resorting to violence or aggression. It examines how people from different backgrounds came together in unity despite their differences in opinion on certain issues. Additionally, it looks at how those who disagreed with some aspects of the march still showed respect for its overall message. Finally, the Women's March provides insight into why this particular event was so successful in remaining peaceful throughout its duration. By examining both practical measures taken by organizers as well as broader social dynamics that contributed to its success, readers can gain a better understanding of what made this historic event so special. Main idea number 7. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement, exploring how it has become an iconic moment in history that galvanized millions of people around the world. It looks at how this event has been used as a platform to raise awareness about issues such as gender equality, reproductive justice, racial justice, LGBTQ+ rights, and more. It also discusses how this march has inspired other movements such as #MeToo and Black Lives Matter. The book delves into the stories behind some of those who attended or organized marches across different countries. It highlights inspiring examples from individuals who have taken up leadership roles within their communities since then. Additionally, it explores what comes next after marching, discussing strategies for creating lasting change through policy reform and grassroots organizing. Ultimately, the Women's March is an important reminder that collective action can create real social change when we come together with shared purpose and determination. This book provides readers with insight into why this historic event happened and its ongoing legacy in our society today. Main idea number 8. The Women's March was a powerful and unprecedented event that brought together millions of people from all over the world. The march had an international scope, with marches taking place in cities across the globe. This book examines how this global movement impacted women's rights around the world. It looks at how different countries responded to the march, what issues were highlighted by participants, and how it has shaped conversations about gender equality since then. The book also explores some of the unique challenges faced by women in different parts of the world. It looks at how cultural norms can shape attitudes towards gender roles and discusses ways in which activists are working to challenge these norms. Additionally, it examines some of the successes achieved through collective action and highlights inspiring stories from those who have been involved in advancing women's rights. Ultimately, the Women's March provides an insightful look into one of history's most significant events for women's rights. Through its examination of both local and global perspectives on gender equality, it offers readers a comprehensive understanding of this important moment in time. Main idea number 9. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the power of grassroots organizing. The march was organized by a diverse group of women, many of whom had never been involved in activism before. Through social media and word of mouth, they spread the message about the march and mobilized people from all over the country to come together for this historic event. In the Women's March, Tobin Miller Shearer examines how these organizers overcame challenges such as limited resources and lack of experience to create an effective movement that made history. Shearer looks at how organizers use digital tools like Facebook groups and Twitter hashtags to reach out to potential participants. He also explores how they worked with local organizations around the country to ensure that everyone who wanted to participate could do so safely and effectively. Finally, he discusses some of the long-term impacts that have resulted from this event, including increased political engagement among women across America. The Women's March is an inspiring story about what can be achieved when ordinary people come together for a common cause. It provides valuable insight into how grassroots movements are formed and sustained, as well as highlighting some key lessons for future activists. Main idea number 10. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the strength and unity of women around the world. It showed that when women come together, they can make a difference in their communities and beyond. The march brought attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, racial justice, LGBTQ+ rights, immigration reform, and more. It also highlighted how these issues are interconnected and how we must work together to create lasting change. The book examines the impact of this historic event on the women's rights movement. It looks at how it has galvanized people to fight for their rights by providing an example of collective action that is both inspiring and empowering. The book also explores how the march has helped shape public discourse about gender-based discrimination and inequality in our society. In addition to examining its impact on the women's movement, the Women's March provides insight into what it takes to organize a successful protest or rally. Through interviews with organizers from across the country who were involved in planning for this event, readers gain valuable insights into effective strategies for mobilizing large numbers of people around shared causes. Main idea number 11. The Women's March was a powerful display of solidarity and unity, with people from all walks of life coming together to fight for women's rights. The book examines the diversity of the march and how it brought together individuals from different backgrounds in pursuit of a common goal. It looks at the various groups that participated in the march, including those who identify as female, male, transgender, or gender nonconforming, those who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, BIPOC, immigrants, disabled persons, members of religious communities, and more. The book also explores how this diverse group worked together to create an inclusive space where everyone could be heard. It discusses how intersectionality played a role in uniting these disparate voices into one unified movement for change. Additionally, it examines how this event has impacted subsequent movements such as #MeToo and Black Lives Matter. Ultimately, the Women's March is an inspiring story about what can happen when people come together to fight for justice and equality. By examining its history through an intersectional lens, readers will gain insight into why this event was so important, and why it continues to resonate today. Main idea number 12. The Women's March was a powerful and peaceful event, with no reports of violence or disruption. The book examines the ways in which organizers planned for the march to remain peaceful, from choosing routes that avoided potential conflict zones to providing training on de-escalation techniques. It also looks at how marchers were able to maintain their commitment to non-violence even when faced with counter-protesters who sought to disrupt the event. The book explores how participants used creative tactics such as singing, chanting, and holding hands in order to express their message without resorting to physical confrontation. It also discusses how law enforcement officers worked together with organizers and protesters alike in order to ensure that everyone remained safe throughout the day. Finally, it examines how this successful example of nonviolent protest can be applied more broadly as an effective tool for social change. By looking at what made this particular march so successful, from its organization and planning process down through its execution, the book provides valuable insight into how similar events can be organized peacefully in other contexts. Main idea number 13. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement, exploring how it has become an iconic moment in history that galvanized millions of people around the world. It looks at how this event has been used as a platform to raise awareness about issues such as gender equality, reproductive justice, racial justice, LGBTQ+ rights, and more. It also discusses how this march has inspired other movements such as #MeToo and Black Lives Matter. The book delves into the stories behind some of those who attended or organized marches across different countries. It highlights inspiring examples from individuals who have taken up leadership roles within their communities since then. Additionally, it explores what comes next after marching, discussing strategies for creating lasting change through policy reform and grassroots organizing. Ultimately, the Women's March provides readers with an insightful look into one of the most significant moments in modern feminist history, showing us just how far we have come in terms of fighting for our rights, but also reminding us that there is still much work left to be done. Main idea number 14. The Women's March was a powerful and inspiring event that brought together millions of people from all over the world. The book, The Women's March by Tobin Miller Shearer, examines the international scope of this march and its impact on the global women's rights movement. It looks at how different countries responded to the march, what issues were highlighted in each country, and how it has helped shape conversations about gender equality around the world. The book also explores how different cultures have embraced or rejected feminism, as well as how various governments have reacted to feminist movements within their borders. It discusses some of the successes achieved through these marches, such as increased visibility for women's rights activists and greater public awareness of gender-based discrimination. Additionally, it looks at some of the challenges faced by organizers in different countries, including lack of resources or government opposition. Overall, the Women's March is an important resource for anyone interested in learning more about this historic event and its implications for global women's rights activism. By examining both local and international perspectives on this issue, it provides valuable insight into why so many people felt compelled to take part in this momentous occasion. Main idea number 15. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the power of grassroots organizing. The march was organized by a diverse group of women, many of whom had never been involved in activism before. Through social media and word of mouth, they spread the message about the march and mobilized people from all over the country to come together for this historic event. In the Women's March, Tobin Miller Shearer examines how these organizers overcame challenges such as limited resources and lack of experience to create an effective movement that made history. Shearer looks at how organizers use digital tools like Facebook groups and Twitter hashtags to reach out to potential participants. He also explores how they worked with local organizations around the country to ensure that everyone who wanted to participate could do so safely and effectively. Finally, he discusses some of the long-term impacts that have resulted from this event, including increased political engagement among women across America. The Women's March is an inspiring story about what can be achieved when ordinary people come together for a common cause. It provides valuable insight into how grassroots movements are formed and sustained, as well as highlighting some key lessons for future activists. Main idea number 16. The Women's March was a powerful demonstration of the strength and unity of women around the world. It showed that when women come together, they can make a difference in their communities and beyond. The march brought attention to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, racial justice, LGBTQ+ rights, immigration reform, and more. It also highlighted how these issues are interconnected and how we must work together to create lasting change. The book examines the impact of this historic event on the women's rights movement. It looks at how it has galvanized people to fight for their rights by providing an example of collective action that is both inspiring and empowering. The book also explores how the march has helped shape public discourse about gender-based discrimination and inequality in our society. In addition to examining its impact on the women's movement, the Women's March provides insight into what it takes to organize a successful protest or rally. Through interviews with organizers from across the country who were involved in planning for this event, readers gain valuable insights into effective strategies for mobilizing large numbers of people around shared causes. Main idea number 17. The Women's March was a powerful display of solidarity and unity, with people from all walks of life coming together to fight for women's rights. The book examines the diversity of the march and how it brought together individuals from different backgrounds in pursuit of a common goal. It looks at the various groups that participated in the march, including those who identify as female, male, transgender, or gender nonconforming, those who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, BIPOC, immigrants, disabled persons, members of religious communities, and more. The book also explores how this diverse group worked together to create an inclusive space where everyone could be heard. It discusses how intersectionality played an important role in unifying these disparate voices into one unified movement for change. Additionally, it highlights some inspiring stories about individuals whose lives were changed by their participation in the march. Ultimately, the Women's March is an uplifting story about what can happen when people come together to stand up for what they believe in. By examining its diversity and exploring its impact on participants' lives, this book provides readers with insight into why this event was so successful, and why it continues to inspire today. Main idea number 18. The Women's March was a powerful and peaceful event, with no reports of violence or disruption. The book examines the ways in which organizers planned for the march to remain peaceful. It looks at how they worked to ensure that all participants felt safe and respected, while also creating an atmosphere of solidarity and celebration. The book explores the various strategies used by organizers to keep the peace during the march, such as providing security personnel, setting up designated areas for protesters to gather peacefully, and using nonviolent communication techniques. The book also discusses how marchers were able to express their views without resorting to violence or aggression. It examines how people from different backgrounds came together in unity despite their differences in opinion on certain issues. Additionally, it looks at how those who disagreed with some aspects of the march still showed respect for its overall message. Finally, the Women's March provides insight into why this particular event was so successful in remaining peaceful throughout its duration. By examining both practical measures taken by organizers as well as broader social dynamics that contributed to its success, readers can gain a better understanding of what made this historic event so special. Main idea number 19. The Women's March was a powerful statement of solidarity and a call to action for women to fight for their rights. The book examines the impact of the march on the women's rights movement, exploring how it has become an iconic moment in history that galvanized millions of people around the world. It looks at how this event has been used as a platform to raise awareness about issues such as gender equality, reproductive justice, racial justice, LGBTQ+ rights, and more. It also discusses how this march has inspired other movements such as #MeToo and Black Lives Matter. The book delves into the stories behind some of those who attended or organized marches across different countries. It highlights inspiring examples from individuals who have taken up leadership roles within their communities since then. Additionally, it explores what comes next after marching, discussing strategies for creating lasting change through policy reform and grassroots organizing. Ultimately, the Women's March provides readers with an insightful look into one of the most significant moments in modern feminist history, showing us both its power and potential to create real social transformation. Main idea number 20. The Women's March was a powerful and unprecedented event that brought together millions of people from all over the world in support of women's rights. The book examines the international scope of the march, exploring how it was organized and what challenges were faced by organizers. It also looks at the impact that this global demonstration had on the women's rights movement, both locally and internationally. The book delves into how different countries responded to the march, as well as how various cultures interpreted its message. It discusses how activists used social media to spread their message around the world, and explores some of the unique ways in which local marches were organized. Additionally, it looks at some of the criticisms leveled against certain aspects of organizing for such a large-scale event. Finally, the Women's March provides an analysis of what has happened since then, how have governments reacted? What changes have been made? And most importantly, what can we do now to ensure that these gains are not lost? This book is essential reading for anyone interested in understanding more about this historic moment in history. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.